ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। We'll chant chapter 18, verses 48 to 52. सहजं कर्म कौन्तेय सहजं कर्म कौन्तेय सदोषमपि न त्यजेत् सदोषमपि न त्यजेत् सर्वारम्भा हि दोषेण धूमेनाग्निरिवावृताः धूमेनाग्निरिवावृताः सहजं कर्म कौन्तेय सदोषमपि न त्यजेत् सर्वारम्भा हि दोषेण धूमेनाग्निरिवावृताः असक्तबुद्धिस्सर्वत्र जितात्मा विगतस्पृहः नैष्कर्म्यसिद्धिं परमां सन्न्यासेनाधिगच्छति असक्तबुद्धिस्सर्वत्र जितात्मा विगतस्पृहः नैष्कर्म्यसिद्धिं परमां सन्न्यासेनाधिगच्छति सिद्धिं प्राप्तो यथा ब्रह्म तथाप्नोति निबोध मे समासेनैव कौन्तेय निष्ठाज्ञानस्य या परा सिद्धिं प्राप्तो यथा ब्रह्म यथाप्नोति निबोध मे समासेनैव कौन्तेय निष्ठाज्ञानस्य या परा बुद्ध्या विशुद्धया युक्तः धृत्यात्मानं नियम्य च शब्दादीन् विषयान् त्यक्त्वा रागद्वेषव्युदस्य च बुद्ध्या विशुद्धया युक्तः धृत्यात्मानं नियम्य च शब्दादीन्विषयान् त्यक्त्वा रागद्वेषव्युदस्य च विविक्तसेवी लघ्वाशी यतवाकायमानसः ध्यानयोगपरो नित्यं वैराग्यं समुपाश्रितः विविक्तसेवी लघ्वाशी यतवाकायमानसः ध्यानयोगपरो नित्यं वैराग्यं समुपाश्रितः। That Shri Krishna wanted to give in the Gita was primarily the message between verse 11 and 25 of chapter 2. Actually, the real messages that is given in the Upanishad is discussed between verse 11 and 25 of chapter 2. So just 15 verses. And then basically he is trying to say that the entire premise of Vedanta is this, that everybody's suffering is because of ignorance of your true self. And everybody essentially want to reach absolute freedom, absolute happiness, absolute control. Right? So that absolute freedom is your original nature, is the premise of Vedanta. That is Atma. and that is the real nature of every being. But today you do not know that nature. As a result of that ignorance, you have assumed yourself to be this limited individual. Being limited, you have the lack within, and to fulfill that lack, your thoughts run towards the world, objects, and by getting the objects you temporarily feel happy, but you continue again and again. And all we do from childhood till the time we die is we have not learned from our experience. We simply replace the toys to which we run. As children, we were running towards certain toys. Then we grow adults and then now we play with name, fame, power, position, family, status, money. So basically what they are trying to tell is, as long as your attention is extroverted, you can't reach that absolute freedom. You can try whatever you want. And then they say, if you are serious, then you need to gain the knowledge. Because to deal with ignorance, the direct means is knowledge. That's why in the Atma Bodha, there is a text by Adi Shankara called Atma Bodha. Now this Atma Bodha, the speciality of the text is, every verse, almost every verse, he gives one example. Almost every verse. To convey the message. And in that, in the beginning, he talks about the qualification of the student and what will give you that liberation. In that he says, the only thing that will give you liberation is knowledge. To be able to deal with ignorance, you need to gain knowledge. And when we say knowledge, we don't mean the bookish knowledge. We mean the knowledge of the self, the knowledge that varies in kind. So for that to happen, you need to be a little more developed person. So therefore, in a formula form, when we put it, it says, God plus vasanas equals human beings. And if you don't like the word God, replace it with freedom, happiness. Right. So therefore, happiness or freedom plus vasanas equals human being. So in short, our freedom is covered by ignorance. So to be able to gain that, what you have to do? God plus vasanas equals human being. So now what you have to do? Human being minus vasanas will be God. Human being minus ignorance, vasanas will be happiness or freedom. And therefore, you need to gain that knowledge. And for that, you need to reduce the vasanas. Dissolve the desires. So after having given the knowledge from verse 11 to 25, then he said, to be able to gain that knowledge, you need to do karma yoga. You have vasanas now. The vasanas are created by thinking, not by action. By constantly thinking about the objects, you produce vasanas. So you need to stop thinking about the object, not stop the action. If you have vasanas and stop the action, you will be more frustrated. So you ask the question in the beginning, I'm still attached to certain things. I'm still at that level, I still need it. What do I do? Is it wrong? For which I said, generally I said, no, it's not wrong. But what you need to understand is, there's a time that you are playing with toys in your life. Nobody criticizes you. But it is expected that you grow out of it. Even me. Similarly in life, when you ask, is it wrong, especially from your hard-earned money, you are going to enjoy, which is not unlawful or unethical, who can say it's wrong? But to be stuck with it is wrong. You need to rise above. So how do you rise above is not by stopping the action or contact, but by pitching a higher goal, higher ideal, And now that you fix the higher ideal, for that you work. Don't look for your personal gain or loss. So thus you will not be thinking about the worldly objects. As a result, the vasanas will reduce, but at the same time, the vasanas you have, you are giving a direction. This is what is called as acting in Swadharma. This is what Sri Krishna explains in the 35th verse of chapter 3, which he again explained here in the 47th verse of chapter 18. Like I told you, the entire second chapter, he gives whatever he wants to give, the knowledge. Specifically deep knowledge from 11 to 25. But whatever he wanted to say, he said in second chapter. Then he elaborated it. Then again in 18th chapter, he is summarizing. So whatever we have studied already, you will see him emphasizing that again. So therefore he talked about this Swadharma. Each one of us are a bundle of vasanas. And as a result, we are all different. Right. Somebody is having tremendous vasanas in mathematics. Somebody has tremendous desires in painting. So each one is different. You go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, again you wake up as a mathematician. You don't wake up as a painter. Whatever you were previous day, you will continue to be next day. So there is a vasana continuing. So the Swadharma of the individual is different. So all he is trying to say is, you dedicate your Swadharma for the higher. And don't think of the result and act. As a result, what happens? The existing vasanas also exhaust. New vasanas are not formed. Thus your bulk of vasanas keeps on reducing. And when the bulk of vasanas reduce, you become more qualified to receive the knowledge. Generally, if you see, it's not a rule, but generally I'm saying, if you see, if you split the 100 years of life into 4 stages, first stage is Brahmacharya from 0 to 25. Then the next stage is from 26 to 50, which is Grahastha. Then 51 to 75, Anuprastha. 76 to 100, Sannyasa. Not a rule, general I'm saying. And the cross-section of the public, anywhere in the world, you will find these kind of questions and interests will be in increasing order as you are in the later stage of Grahastha. As the grey hair starts coming, slowly these questions become more meaningful and inquisitive. It's general. There are people like Adi Shankara and few others much before, because we say they have already started the process in the previous jhanma. But what we need to understand from this, or what Krishna is trying to tell us, is generally through experience you can come out, but provided you did it as karma yoga, not as karma. Then you say, okay, like other discussion also came, there's too many wedding invitations just before the class. How much to go? Yesterday evening class also was something very interesting. This is something similar only they also asked. They said, being in the Grahastha Ashrama, how to... Because they just recently went to the ashram and came. Generally this confusion comes, how much society, this, that. What? See, all this pressure is directly proportional to your inner growth. Today it's such a big thing. But when you have grown to that height, it's not a big thing. What if they will mistake me? It's a very big thing now. At what level you are handling it, to that extent it may not be a problem. That depends. So therefore, I'm concluding my answer to you, which is, there's nothing wrong in contacting, but continue in life karma yoga, and come what may, on a daily basis you must study and reflect, wherever you are. That is one of the reasons why we, of course we have weekly classes and all that, but over and above that, we generally recommend that e-learning to everybody because of that reason. Because wherever you may live and work, do whatever you do, whether you come to this class, don't come to this class, doesn't matter. But it is, what is important is, every day studying and reflecting. Only to the extent you are qualified by dropping the bulk of the vasanas, does the knowledge sink in you. Otherwise, with too much of contact with the world, right, how much ever knowledge goes, it will be like water sprinkled on a hot plate. That's where you find it very difficult. A lot of people say, I'm doing all this, but then still I'm succumbing to the pressure here and there. What do I do? What do I do? That's because you are not doing proper enough reflection. Not proper, enough reflection. So therefore here, in 47th verse, Shri Krishna talked about what? Swadharma. We spent almost 2 to 3 weeks discussing about it. So I'm not going into it now. Now, why sometimes we do not want to follow Swadharma? Or Arjuna's Swadharma is what? Kshatriya. And now he didn't want to fight and kill people. They even were ready to settle for few villages. Isn't it? But Duryodhana didn't agree. As a result, the war was thrust on them. And now in the beginning, Arjuna didn't want to fight. Didn't want to follow his Swadharma. Why? What was his argument?
He was attached.
How can I fight my brothers? And how can I fight my family? And how can I fight my brothers? Etc.
Is it just fight?
He said, I don't even want to kill. How can I kill?
Kill. By killing these good, noble people, I will be incurring some sin. Dosha. Since there are some doshas, I didn't want to fight. I don't want to fight, he said.
No, so, as a good human being, not doshas only. As a good human being, you may not want to kill somebody or fight with somebody.
Krishna is also not telling kill somebody.
No. Like, it's not just getting doshas for it, right?
No, Arjuna did argue, read the first chapter, he did say that I will incur paap by killing all of them. There is dosha. Dosha means paap. There is, I am not clear that this is the right thing to do, I am incurring sin. Now in the next verse, Krishna is going to say that every action has some kind of dosha or not. He will explain that. So therefore you cannot stop action. That's the logic that Krishna takes. Let's go to the next verse. Sahajam karma kaunteya, sahajam karma kaunteya, sadosham api natyajet, sadosham api natyajet, sarvarambahi doshena, sarvarambahi doshena, dumenagnirivavrutaha, sahajam karma kaunteya, sadosham api natyajet, sarvarambahi doshena, dumenagnirivavrutaḥ sahajam karma kaunteya. Very popular verse again, this one. He says the action born with oneself, O Kaunteya, swadharma, swakarma, though faulty, though mixed with some kind of dosha, one should not relinquish. And then he says, why? Because all undertakings are fault-ridden as fire by smoke. So the example here Sri Krishna gives to explain this is, fire will have some smoke around it. Similarly, every action will have some kind of dosha, some kind of fault. You cannot be free from fault at all. And there are various explanations for this verse. For example, we are doing here the class of studying Bhagavad Gita. Right? So, is this noble or not? It is. Of course, intention and all that matters, but we are not getting into that. But, while studying the Gita, while talking on it, while sitting down to study, we are crushing some insects. We can't help it, which are invisible. Are you with me? We are doing some amount of damage. It's impossible that you can live without doing some amount of damage. Correct or not? You will be putting on the light some amount of damage to the ecology during peak summer air conditioner. Again, you are damaging the ecology. Right? You are coming to this class in the car, knowing well Delhi is highly polluted. Right? You are. So in short, whatever may be the action, however noble the action may be, it is with some dosha. But the fire of knowledge burns that dosha. The fire of knowledge burns that dosha. In the sense, what is that fire of knowledge in this example, in your personal life? The fire of knowledge, when you say, it is the ego that is burnt through that fire of knowledge. When the kartritva is burnt, then there is no dosha. But generally, if you see any action, there will be some follow-up. And the few people definitely suffering, whether visible or invisible. This is one explanation. Another explanation that Swamiji uses, every action, you know the chronology of action, we studied, right? How does an action come about? We studied the chronology of action. Vasana, from vasana comes thought. From thought comes desire. From desire comes action. Then when every action is done with selfish desires, with doership, action produces vasanas. You remember that cycle we studied? Vasana, thought, desire, action, and action produces vasana. Like seed, sapling, tree, seed, sapling, tree, seed, like that. Vasana, thought, desire, action, and vasana. If you are doing karma, action as a karma. If you do the same action as karma yoga, then from the tree, from the action, vasana is not produced. Are you with me? That is how you break the cycle. The punarapi janam, punarapi maranam is because of the vasana created. But if you break the vasana created, no more birth. Correct? But this action that you are doing, even though it is karma yoga, even though it is swadharma, where is that coming from? Vasana. Are you with me? You have a vasana to study Gita. You have a vasana to do business. You have a vasana to... Everything is having a vasana. Mm-hmm. So therefore, pardon?
No, she wanted to know what is the English word for vasana?
Huh.
Inclination?
Inherent nature or inner temperament or inclination. Inherent nature, inclination or what's the other one? Inner temperament.
Tendencies.
Tendencies. You cannot strictly define vasana because intellect itself is a product of the vasana. The equipment used to define vasana, define anything, is the intellect. The product cannot define the producer fully. Because intellect is a manifested vasana, thought. Intellect is thought.
And the vasana has...
is the unmanifested.
Has got something to do with... Everyone has different vasanas. Like you said, someone has math, someone has... Something is there inherent. Even as a child you see, you know, 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 children are different. So then that has something to do with the previous...
Yes.
Period.
It continues.
Janam, carry on.
That's what the... So that's how it is. So it is the continuity. Like, see, for example, you are a mathematician in this today, let's say, and you go to sleep. When you are asleep, the vasanas, the thoughts are all in dormant state, which is vasana. Right? So you are not going through any experience of a mathematician at times. Just your only experience is nothingness when you are in deep sleep. The next day morning when you wake up, you don't wake up as a cricketer. You don't wake up as a dancer or a singer. You again wake up and continue as a mathematician. Again you go to sleep, again you wake up. So exactly like that they say, death is only a longer sleep. When you go through death, the vasanas again continues. And that is why they say, the only thing that you always carry with you is your vasanas, nothing else. Therefore, you better do something about it when you are living. When you are living, you better change the quality of the vasanas and you also remove the quantum if possible. If you don't, then as the vasanas, so the next genma. Right? And it is happening even right now. As your vasanas are changing or reducing, it is creating a certain things in your life. So therefore, you better learn, contact life, but make sure most important thing is, what are you doing about your knowledge and ignorance? That's the only thing that matters. So whether you take care of your accounts of your business or your income expenditure at home, you take care of the accounts of ignorance and knowledge. So therefore, every action therefore comes from vasana. And vasana from the highest spiritual angle is considered as dosha. Isn't it? When the vasanas are covering the atma, you are a human being. So when you remove the vasanas, you become atma. So therefore vasana, because it is covering the atma, is considered as dosha. And for every action, vasana is the base. Therefore he is saying, every action has vasana, but therefore don't stop doing it. This is Sri Krishna's logic. So what he is trying to say is, whichever way you look at it, every action has some kind of dosha in it. You can't help it. You can't. Only, but as your awareness increases, automatically the damage control mode will come. You will reduce. You will be so careful as to whether I should travel or not. Unnecessary travel will come down. This will happen automatically. Travel only an example I'm giving. Like that, everything like that. Isn't it? As your awareness increases, like they say, today you will be running out of water in the tap, yeah, only this much. Suddenly you are able to, you know, live. Like when we were discussing this, once you told somewhere you went, Mongolia or somewhere, you said, only one bucket or something they give you, one mug or one bucket. So once you become aware, then you find that how much you can do with little. You actually can do a lot with little, you know. So, therefore, that logic Sri Krishna is giving here. What? At whatever cost, don't give up Swadharma, especially thinking that it is riddled with some kind of dosha, it will be there. But the dosha will be taken care of because you are doing that action with knowledge. Jnana Deepena. So no problem. Ok? Next. Asakta buddhi sarvatra, asakta buddhi sarvatra, jitatma vigatasprahaha, jitatma vigatasprahaha, naishkarmya siddhim paramam, naishkarmya siddhim paramam, sanyasenadi gacchati, sanyasenadi gacchati, asakta buddhi sarvatra, jitatma vigatasprahaha, naishkarmya siddhim paramam, sanyasenadi gacchati. Here in this verse, there is a particular word Sri Krishna uses. It's called naishkarmya siddhim. Perfection of actionlessness. Though the word used is naishkarmya siddhim and it is translated as perfection of actionlessness, you need to understand that he is not referring to physical non-action. Perfection is not physical non-action. Then what does he mean when he says perfection of actionlessness?
No thought in the mind.
Okay, then?
Karma yoga kind of action.
Okay.
You just do what you have to do, I mean.
Correct. All this is correct. But I just explained to you, right? The chronology of action. What is that?
Desire.
Vasana, thought, desire, action. So behind action there is desire. Behind desire there is thought. Behind thought there is vasana. So actionlessness means desirelessness. Desirelessness means thoughtlessness. Thoughtlessness means vasanalessness. Vasanalessness means ignorancelessness. Ignorancelessness means only knowledge. So action, we are only knowledge. What is the knowledge? That I am Atma. That I am Atma. Now, expressing through this body, and in the worldly level, for transactional purpose, I have been given a name, Ami, Madhu, etc. But I am not Madhu. I am Atma expressing through this body, which is given the name Madhu. With that awareness, when you function, you will do what you have to do. Just do what you have to do. All that will automatically come. And like you said also, thoughtlessly. Thoughtlessly means not... the word used is a little, you know, without thinking. Not that way. Egoless. No dosh. Aham akarta. The definition of Atma is what? Akarta abhokta. Atma is neither the doer nor the enjoyer. Atma is like the sun above. Without the sun's light and vitality, the surgeon could have not saved somebody's life. Without the sun's light and vitality, murderer could have not murdered anybody. But sun is not responsible for it. Sun is neither responsible for the surgeon saving somebody, nor responsible for the murderer murdering somebody. But yet, without sun's presence, all this could have not happened. Sun is not the doer. Similarly, the Atma is not the doer. Simply does the action. That is called Naishkarmya Siddhi. What do you mean? So when you say Naishkarmya Siddhi, it means actionlessness, which means desirelessness, which means thoughtlessness, which means vasanalessness. And also it means possessiveness-lessness. There is no possessiveness whatsoever. That is called Naishkarmya Siddhi. So he says, he whose intellect is not attached anywhere, asakta buddhihi sarvatra. Sarvatra means in every situation, in every contact. That's what it means, sarvatra. So therefore, a jnani can be in the world. And when we say in the world, it can be anything. Are you with me? So he can be anywhere, she can be anywhere. But they will have asakta buddhi. Asakta buddhi means without attachment. And buddhi without attachment. In our case, what is it? How do we get it? How do we do that? We go through. Achcha, where did you get this? How can I get that? Immediately. You know, the buddhi is there to attach. In this case, it goes through, comes up. He is not like Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu unfortunately only knew how to get in. He didn't know how to get out. Similarly, we all know how to get into the world. We don't know how to get out. So in the case of a jnani, he says, asakta buddhi sarvatra. And jitatma. Jitatma means one who has conquered the self. Atma here means self. The senses. Vigata spraha. He who is not attached anywhere, conquered his self, vigata spraha, liberated from desire. All the desire is free from. So what he is saying is, What do you mean by liberated from desire and free from senses? What do you mean by free from senses? Conquered the sense.
They do the action
without
the reward. Remember that poem I quote almost every day.
Pineapple.
What does he say? The sight our foolish heart envies. In short, what it means is, from the outside the stimuli comes into you. Through the eyes, color and form. Through the nose, smell. Through the tongue, taste. Through the ear, sound. Through the skin, touch. The stimuli comes into you. And once it comes into you, what happens? Chitta vikaram. You understand? You go to Patanjali, first thing Patanjali says in Patanjali Yoga is, what is yoga? He says, chitta vritti niruddham yogam. First thing. Chitta vritti niruddham yogam. So if you are, who is a yogi in whom chitta vritti does not? Means what?
Fluctuation.
Chitta vritti doesn't happen when you are in deep sleep also. Correct? But input is not.
Yes.
In deep sleep, chitta vritti is not happening. Why? Input is not. But in the waking state, jab input hai, phir bhi chitta vritti nahi hona chahiye. Then you are a jitatma. You understand? So these are very interesting words, choice of words that Sri Krishna uses. He says, asakta buddhihi sarvatra. No. Certain things I have asakta buddhi. When it comes to my children, Swamiji, you know, one should be like that more than everybody. One should be like that. Now, the point, now, if the Swamiji says, there also you should not be there, then they become asakta buddhi with Swamiji. Detached from that guy. But what he is trying to say is, he is not saying don't be with them, but attachment. Listen, you suffer because of your attachment, not because of your contact. You understand? Therefore he says, asakta buddhi sarvatra jitatma. Meaning, the inputs come, but the senses are under your control. They don't create vritti inside. And then vigatas pradaha. As a result, what? Because of the paripurna inside, there is no desire to possess anything or not to possess. There is neither desire to possess nor desire not to possess. That's called liberated from desire. And such a person attains the supreme perfection of actionlessness through renunciation. Again, sannyasa. Sannyasa is not renunciation of action. It is renunciation of, renunciation in action. Which means what? Basically no doership or no possessiveness. And that renunciation comes from what? We have discussed this. What is renunciation in the beginning of this chapter? Because in the beginning of the chapter itself, Arjuna asked the question. How did this chapter begin? That also you forgot. You can check. How did the chapter begin?
Which one?
Chapter 18.
I wish to know the truth of renunciation.
That's why I said, the very chapter began, Arjuna asking Sri Krishna to differentiate between Tyag and Sannyas. Where Sri Krishna said, Sannyas is the state, Tyag is renouncing the fruit, meaning you have desire problems. So Krishna says, in the beginning you act, but renounce the fruit. This is called Tyag. But when you continue acting like this, you will even rise above the very desire. That's called state. That's called sannyas. We studied this. I can promise you. Right? You may be wondering whether we studied or not. We did study. So what is Tyag? What is sannyas? Sannyas is the state of mind. which is free from desires. Tyag is not that state of mind which is free from desires. But you act renouncing the fruit. Fruit ko, phal ko tyag kar. Understand? But by doing that, you slowly come to the state of sannyas. So everybody has to come to that level of sannyas to be able to gain the knowledge, dhyan and realize the self. That's how you reach perfection. That's why it's very interesting. In our tradition, you have both knowledge. There is one set of people, I'm told, their thing is to be able to study the, especially Upanishads and all, Brahma Sutra, Upanishads and all, you need to be a sannyasi. For example, I'm told that in Ramakrishna Mission, when you initially join the Ramakrishna order, you are a brahmachari, you are not a sannyasi, and you go through a lot of service. They have a lot of hospitals, they do a lot of very good service. So you are involved in all that. Then slowly, slowly, through that karma yoga, you rise above the worldly desires. Do you mean? Then there will come a time when you will be initiated into sannyas. And then apparently they have another ashram near Almora here. There only sannyasis live and they are taught Upanishads and Brahma Sutra and all that. This is one tradition. The other is, you are initiated to all this like our ashram or any other ashram. You are initiated to all these things but are told to continue with karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga according to your nature. But over a period of time you will reach sannyasi mentality, whether you have taken sannyasi lifestyle or not. Then you will see after that the intake of knowledge becomes better. Are you with me? So therefore, through sannyas, you reach that state of what? Perfection of actionlessness, vasanalessness. But for that, first what you have to do?
Tyag.
What?
No. Act and you tyag the fruit.
Jitatma.
Hmm?
Jitatma. Sense control. First thing, discipline. What do you call that? Patanjali. In Patanjali Yoga Sutra, he says that. What? 8 steps he talks, no? First thing he says, Niyama. Yama Niyama. There is no Yama Niyama. Last stage is Samadhi. Self-realization. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. 8 steps. First step is Yama, Niyama. 8 steps is in Patanjali Yoga. I keep talking about it. We are not doing Patanjali Yoga Sutra here. So, but the steps is this. What is that? First thing, Yama. Yam means control. Lord Yama is controlling. That's why because of him only this world is possible. Anybody who comes to live here lives continuously. What else? You know? So, there are some people will have to vacate, so the other people continue. And these people also will vacate, other people will continue. You remember the very first verse, 11th verse, which is actually technically the Gita in 2nd chapter. Verse 11. He says what? Wise people do not grieve for those who have come and those who are gone. And when we explained that, we said, this those who have come and those who have gone, again, two categories. What? Gone is one category, other category is come, which means?
Born. They will go also.
Cycle.
Going. Those who have gone and those who are going. Those who have gone,
come.
Those who are going. Go to any bottling plant or anything if you see in the industry, you know. The bottle comes, something gets poured into it. Let's say Coca-Cola gets poured into it. The next stage is cap, then the labeling, then goes. So one is gone, other is going. Gata soon, agata soon. Those who have gone and those who are going. So Yama makes sure that. So Yama means control. Yam means control. Okay. So first thing is control your senses. Don't allow them to contact what they are not supposed to contact. And if they are going to increase your vritti, it's not good for you. Yam. Then Niyam. What? Do what all you are supposed to do to make sure that you remain calm. So, do's and don'ts from a layman's point of view. But basically what discipline? So, Chitatma. Are you with me? So, first, nobody, whether you study Gita, you go to yoga, you go wherever you go, it is impossible. Because if you do not practice discipline at the external level, your chitta vritti will happen. When chitta vritti happens, you are burning like a hot plate. So whatever knowledge you studied in the class, you go like a water sprinkled on a hot plate. Please understand this. It's of not much of use. That's why we say, in fact, the learning becomes little better when you are in an ashram. Why? These are all parameters that are taken care of. Ideally, that is why they say you should seek and go to the guru and be there if you want to learn all this. If you want to benefit from that deeper level, not just know few things. You understand? In the end, he is going to say all that. Krishna, when he completes this chapter, he is going to say who this knowledge should be given and how the student should approach the teacher. Both he is giving. So therefore, jitatma vigata sprihaha through sannyasa attains naishkarmya siddhi. Is that clear? So therefore, in the Vedanta treatise book, Vedanta treatise book is nothing but the entire Vedanta. Only advantage in that book is what? In Gita, the thoughts are here and there. Where Arjuna is asking, it is explaining. Right? In the Vedanta treatise, what Swamiji has done is, from the basics till the sublime, is put it in a certain order. There he says, there are three transactions of life. Receipt of stimuli, reaction and response. We call it as 3R transactions of life. Receipt of stimuli, reaction in the mind, and response back into the world. Every one of us are like small industry. What do they do in the manufacturing industry? There is a raw material coming from the world. If you are in the steel manufacturing industry, raw material comes from the world, no? Yes or no? Then the raw material is processed in the industry. Then the finished product goes back to the world. Cycle, whatever. Right? Goes back to the world. Similarly, the raw material is coming into us from the world. What are the raw materials? Color and form for the eyes. Smell for the nose. Taste for the tongue. Sound for the ears. Touch for the skin. Now if you want to produce the good quality product in your industry, can the raw material be third grade? Yes or no? Can you have third grade raw material and produce first grade product? So therefore, if you want to have the first grade life, you make sure your raw materials are good, which is the contact. So consciously take control and discipline, because already you have asanas and you are dabbling with the world, and now you decide lifestyle. The questions come now. It's all related only. Party, this, that, whatever. Now, if you understand that you really understand the purpose of life, let's say you really understood the purpose of life, now you can't go and give a lecture to all the other fellows. Wasting your time and all that. Don't say. If you say, you will be in difficulty. So what you do is, you understood the purpose. If you understood the purpose, then should you not have... See, you understood that purpose with reference to your physical health, no? So how much ever you love them and whatever it is, if they force you, will you eat those things? There you said, no, nothing doing. I will not eat them. I'm really sorry, I can't eat them. Don't you say that when it comes to that? But when it comes to this, because you're still not understanding the thing. What is that thing that you're not understanding?
How it's affecting the mind.
What is the thing that you're not really understanding? You mean anybody?
What is actually important to you?
The numbers.
Ultimately, what is the purpose of life? That purpose of life, how do I achieve? What all I should do? That clarity has to come. Otherwise, you cannot control it. It becomes difficult. Well, you will automatically control it. Isn't it? I know one of my uncle was having, every day he used to smoke 70 cigarettes a day. And when he had first heart attack, doctor told him, no, saved him of course. Eventually he died of heart attack, I think third time. But doctor told him, only smoke I'm seeing in your, results. Not even one cigarette. And afterwards when I met him once, I asked him, are you still smoking in between? Because he is going for a walk. So I know, maybe he is cheating and smoking. So I asked him, are you still smoking? He said this. he is a very light-hearted person. I have not smoked. But then, after 1 year, again one cigarette.
Oh.
Then I like that. It's tough. He is habituated, he is finding it difficult. But what I am saying is, that thing that you understand, ultimately what do I carry with me? What do I really take with me?
Vasanas.
Nothing else. Ignorance or knowledge. It's the two sides of the same coin. Ignorance is vasanas. So sattva and then when they manifest, it manifests as three gunas. Sattva, rajas, tamas. The only thing I carry is this, nothing else. So therefore, I must live my life in such a way that I choose according to that. You decide if you want to carry this, what is the legacy that you would like to carry with you? You got to decide. So, the more and more you begin to understand this, you will then start with the discipline. Then you say, okay, this much or that much. You decide. So your intellect will choose a lifestyle and you follow that. As a result, the desires will reduce. There will be life of karma, bhakti, jnana. Of course you will be contacting the world. But you decide, not somebody else deciding. Then as a result what happens? You come to a stage of renunciation. Right. Then through meditation you realize the self. That's all he said. So therefore, in this whole verse, you forget about Naishkarmya Siddhi, Sannyas, everything. In this whole verse, we should remember what? What is the words? Word, sorry.
Self-control.
Jitatma. The word, because first step is that we can't be sitting and talking about renunciation now. That is a later stage. First, let us at least have some kind of self-control. No? Let us say something and let the mind listen to that. If I say I will not eat in between meals, let it listen to it. If I say I'll get up at this time and set an alarm, let it listen to that. Not switch off and then go to sleep. So let the senses come under our control. First step. Forget about I'm not understanding this concept. Forget about all that. Bring the senses under control. Have some discipline. Tell yourself, on this day, this time, this dinner or this lunch, whatever it is that I will not eat, let it listen to it. And decide, these are the things that unnecessarily creates my vritti. Are you with me? Therefore, that input is not good input for me. This is what we call as satsanga. The Bhajagovindam Adishankara says, satsangatve nissangatva. Nissangatve nirmohatvam. Nirmohatve nischalatatvam. Nischalatatve jivanmukti. So what is the company? It's extremely important. Because the moment chitta vritti happens, then it's not, you are not under your control. How does anger start? You see, if you are practicing some awareness techniques, and as the anger, somebody is saying something about you, because initially you are laughing, and there is a particular time that breathing is much, you know, shallow, hands are little bit like this, you are not controlling, can't say. That means what? Agitation has started. As you are aware, you need to control it. Similarly, certain things increasing your thoughts.
Trigger.
Similarly, certain food keeps you awake. You understand? So, you decide. And now, the next question. If I do all these things, is self-realization guaranteed? No. Self-realization is guaranteed or not, one thing is certainly guaranteed. What is that?
Peace
and happiness instantly. You find out. See, the moment you bring your life under certain discipline, I'll tell you one thing, for example. All of us, when Swamiji keeps on saying, none of us know how to live, none of us know how to live, he keeps on saying, what he means is, you imagine if you have 1 hour time, that's your lifespan. In this 1 hour lifespan, how much of attention is on the other people? What do they think about me? Do they think that I look nice? Do they think that I am wearing the appropriate clothes for this occasion? Why are they behaving like that? Why they are so bad? Oh my God, I can't stand them. They are bad. All the time, the attention is on the external factor. Out of 100 minutes or 1 hour that you live, 60 minutes, almost 30-40% is in that. Isn't it? All you need to do is be self-focused, not self-obsessed. Be self-focused. Once your life becomes self-focused life, then what happens is, that extra 30 minutes, 40 minutes you get. Correct or not? Correct, no? Extra 30 minutes, 40 minutes you get. And not only that, instantly you will be calm. You find out. Instantly you have reached calmness. And now, you take the book and read Bhagavad Gita and reflect. You will see the calmness increasing. And with that level of knowledge and calmness, you will become more and more self-sufficient and independent. Right? As a result, what happens? You start seeing those people whom you were criticizing also, now as what? Same Atman. Or at least you say, they have certain vasanas they are not able to control, therefore they are behaving like this. There is a very interesting story of a Mahatma. He was sitting in meditation and a scorpion went on his thighs, stung him. Right? And he was going on protecting the scorpion. So one of his disciples asked, what is this? The scorpion is going on stinging and you are going on protecting it. He said, it is the nature of scorpion to sting. It is my nature to be compassionate. Do you mean? So you will understand the nature of the person. But that will only have love, not anger. You understand? That's the next level. Calmness further increases. Then finally, if you reach the self, merge, absolute calmness. But that, whether it happens or not, the fact that you decided to focus on your life and start implementing some discipline, whatever it is, you will instantly see that you have become very calm, peaceful, and life becomes worth living. Therefore, he says, discipline first. Jitatma. You understand? There are four terms we use in Sanskrit. It's called Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya and Sayujya. What they mean? Saloka, inhabiting the same world. Samipya means getting closer. Samip, that is Samipya. Then Sarupa means seeing the root. And Sayujya, uniting. Now, this concept is explained with this example.
This is all in Patanjali, yeah?
No, these are all in Vedanta, we use this term. See, Saloka means you inhabit the same world. Okay. You are waiting for your son to arrive from US. You are living in Pune, he has arrived in Mumbai. He has reached the same Maharashtra, Saloka. Then he takes the flight and comes to Pune. He has come Samipa. You understand? And when he comes out of the airport, Sarupa. And he finally comes, you hug him, Sayujya. So when you get closer and closer to fire, what happens to you? Heat. You can start sensing in your body, isn't it? Similarly, as you get closer and closer to the self, these are the qualities that will increase in you. The calmness, independence, love, all these qualities. Are you with me?
This is different from attachment.
You won't be attached. You will be attached to the self in the beginning. Attached means consciously, not that sort of attachment. So what I'm trying to tell you is, with first step is discipline. When you start, you will see as if you are the same loka of the self. Instantly calmness comes, na? Right? Then, if you continue doing your daily study and reflection, samipya. Then, if you continue further, more vision, clarity comes about Atma and all that. Then Shraddha increases. Then finally you dissolve the desire and merge.
So the word again, Saloka.
Saloka,
Samipa,
Samipa, Sarupa, Sayujya. So, therefore, forget about everything. Remember what?
Self-discipline.
Jitatma. Jitatma. Like they say, you know, everything has to be in moderation, including moderation. It's a beautiful quotation. Everything has to be in moderation, including moderation. So, if you do not have that control, Chitatma nature, you cannot come to sannyasa level. You cannot gain the knowledge. That's the main thing. Same thing. Through renunciation, when he says, it's not that you avoid meditation. He's going to talk about it later. So through renunciation, you come to meditation. In fact, in the Vedanta Greatest Book, the thought flow is very interesting. The chapter meditation comes after renunciation chapter. The chapter renunciation comes after the four yogas chapter. Just yoga, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga. So you do follow all the four yogas, then you reach the state of renunciation. When you reach the state of renunciation, then you qualify for meditation. Then through meditation you reach the next chapter, that is state of realization. These are steps. Unfortunately, even in the places where they teach meditation or any of these things, the emphasis on discipline is not there. whatever you want, you know, then people like it, you know. But you cannot get to that state. You can get into trance maybe. But people think that trance is that state. That is not that state. You will psych yourself. There are certain drugs, I believe. You understand? Which if you take, I'm told in all these North American countries, it's all available. If you go and take those drugs, it will keep you in a certain state for a longer period of time. But that's conditioned. That's not yours. It's like being in compassion for a while. But when you realize you can't be compassionate for a while, you will always be in compassion. So therefore, differentiate, you've got to differentiate between trance and samadhi. So you have to follow these methods, whether you reach, whether you study Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, or the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, whatever, they mention all this. So you must follow Swadharma, and you must follow Swadharma even if it has some dosha, and understanding the life's purpose is to exhaust the vasanas, start with discipline and knowledge. Discipline, knowledge. Discipline, knowledge. When both go together, then the knowledge will go in. And when the knowledge goes in, then it destroys the vasanas. As it destroys the vasana, get closer and closer to the atma. It's the method. Let's conclude. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Kayena Vacha Kayena Vacha Manasendriyerva Manasendriyerva Buddhyatmanava Buddhyatmanava Prakteswabhavat Prakteswabhavat Karomi Adhyat Karomi Adhyat Sakalam Parasmahi Sakalam Parasmahi Narayanayeti Samarpayami Narayanayeti Samarpayami.